This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Welcome back to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, me. It's our third segment, and we're happy to have y'all listening. We have Dr. Goldberg on with us, and he's talking to us about the idea of higher self and empowerment. And while we were on break, we had a few people call in, and they were trying to find out exactly what and how to get to your higher self or how to find that higher power, Dr. Goldberg.
Well, the way to do this is very simply self-hypnosis is the exercise to do this. Now, there are five different exercises on my website.
Okay.
This is D as in David, R as in Robert, and then you spell Bruce Goldberg, G-O-L-D-B-E-R-G.com. But the easiest way to do this is if your listeners, and again, just to repeat my offer, if they want to order my book, Custom Design Your Own Destiny, which goes into all the details, full chapters on the higher self and exercises. But in addition to doing it, I will also include a free CD, which all they have to do is pop into their CD player. It will guide them into self-hypnosis, and it will guide them specifically into accessing their higher self. And then all they have to do is, the only thing they would have to do personally there is maybe in the beginning of the CD, the first maybe a couple of minutes of the induction, just request a specific goal they want to accomplish. I would do one at a time. And then that goal will be implanted, and then the higher self will receive that. And then when you go to sleep at night during the REM cycle, the dream cycle, that's when your higher self is going to be working with your subconscious mind. And then when you wake up the following morning, it's going to begin to activate that particular goal, whatever that is.
I was going to ask you, I had an interesting thought. Can you actually program like your dreams to produce some sort of reaction as far as to sit there and actually deliberately think prior to going to sleep? You know, these are the things I want to do in life. These are the goals that I'd like to attain during that sleep time, like you say, that REM time. Does that help you get more empowered?
Sure, it does. Now, the problem is it does, but let me show you what the problem is. Okay, there's a very specific technique, and this is very critical. And, of course, I reinforce this in my Custom Design Your Own Destiny book, but let me explain this right now. When you do that, yes, you can use your dreams to do research. You can do it to facilitate connecting with the higher self. They can play the CD that they get with the book right before going to bed, which is fine. But this is a very important recommendation. 1/2 hour before going to bed is critical. You don't ever want to do the following. Don't watch the 11 o'clock news. Don't argue with your spouse. Don't worry about a problem that you're facing, whether it's economic or whatever. Don't do any of that. That should be done early in the day or evening. 1/2 hour before going to bed, you want to do nothing that's going to represent negativity. So okay. How do you do that? How do you solve that problem? Because people naturally are human. They're going to focus in on their problems. Well, if they play my 25-minute CD that comes with the book right before going to sleep, that solves the problem. It's all positive. It's all empowering. It's all training and technique, very simple to use. And this way they eliminate any issues with the idea of not dealing with something positive. They don't deal with any negativity, of course. And then they can actually utilize the techniques on a much more positive basis. So that's very simple. Just play the CD and you solve all those problems.
I think you and I both agree that when you're dealing with your subconscious, the last thing you want to do is to add more negative impact as far as more negativity, more fear-based information. And I talk about the fact that your subconscious is like a glass that is affixed to a table that you can't just pick it up and wash it out and fill it with clean water, but indeed you have to bombard it with clean water to resurrect the positive stance. As far as, you know, in your mind, if you're coming from a negative subconscious direction, you're never going to be empowered.
Well, no, I fully agree with you. Believe me, society does enough of negative programming. There's one thing people do not have to worry about out there is negative information, okay? Look, we're in an election year. Let me give you an A or B question. Which of the following is the most successful way to get a political candidate elected? A, positive ads, B, negative ads.
Negative.
All right, you got it? Okay, see how people are responding? People are responding because they are used to negativity. They see it in soap operas. They see it in life. They see it in Hollywood and films and everything. So my point is you want to just lose the negativity. So let me go over some of these exercises because this is something that—
Do you mind if I interject one thing? Could I ask you one question? The concept of destiny. Do you believe that there is a specific destiny per person for what they should be doing in this lifetime?
Yes, I think I call this karmic purpose, actually, is the term I use. But there is a destiny, but destiny is not fixed. It's mutable. You can change it. You're not isolated or enmeshed in whatever you're doing now. Let's say you come from a family of accountants. That doesn't mean you have to be an accountant, all right?
Right.
So this is This is not the difference between fate and destiny. Fate is fixed. Destiny is mutable. You can always change it. So, yes, you have a destiny. You have something that you're interested in. Here's my definition of destiny, okay? This is what I look upon on a career level. Let's just say working, okay? My definition of destiny is find something that you can do, that you're qualified or competent to do, even if it requires being retrained, but most importantly, something you're passionate about. Because if you don't do that, you're going to be taking a lot of pills and making a lot of therapists wealthy or making a lot of your family miserable.
That's true.
You're not going to be a happy camper. So let's go over some of these exercises. These are things that people can do. One of them is affirmation. It's a very ancient technique. It works very simply. And you can do this before going to bed, too, while you're playing the CD of the Superconscious Mind Tap. It's an ideal combination. This is what you say when you're in the relaxed level. Again, self-hypnosis, using the CD or any exercise. This includes meditation, yoga, biofeedback, whatever you're doing. They're all the same. I am in control of my life. I am confident and motivated about my ability to do, and then whatever your job issue is or whatever your goal is, you fill the blank in there. I create my own reality. By the way, that concept is backed by quantum physics. We have mathematical equations to show that we actually do create our own reality. I can relax anytime I choose. I deserve success in all my endeavors. I unconditionally love and accept myself. That's a very important one, because if you don't love yourself, believe me, nobody else will either. And you're going to fail at a lot of things more than you're going to succeed. And I have a calm mind and body. Another one, if you want a relationship, is I am ready to meet my soulmate. You see, you can send out energy to attract. This is called the law of attraction. This is a universal law which says the energy you send out is what you get. And I like to look upon life as being a realistic idealist. I'm not some, you know, Venice Beach artist, some airyfairy.com. I believe in realism, but I believe in positivity and passion. Very important. And I also function as a high moral ethical code. So I'm very honest in everything I do, and that's the energy you send out is what you get. People who break the rules are going to have the rules broken to them too. So you want to, you know, be cool about it. So now here's a couple of other things. Optimistic thinking is also very important. You can incorporate this to your daily life. You focus in on the present. Don't mull over the past. That's guilt and worry and that's guilt and depression. Don't worry about or focus in on the future. That's anxiety and worry. Focus in on the present. Always look at the bright side of things. Everything has a silver lining if you look hard enough. Expecting good things to happen and always expecting the best from other people as well as yourself. Being positive about the future when you do think about the future. Okay? Perceiving all setbacks, as I mentioned before, as learning opportunities and challenges to be overcome. Right? Recalling only positive past events when you think about the past. Viewing all obstacles as temporary and good events as permanent. Attributing good events to your own efforts, when you deserve it, of course. Generalizing positive outcomes to your entire life. Visualizing yourself in the future as you desire to be. This is called the as-if method. This is like a visual imagery approach. If you have a goal to accomplish, start perceiving yourself using self-hypnosis, which is more effective, as you already accomplished that goal. In other words, as if you are there, whatever it's a promotion, a job, a relationship, monetary income, you know, you can do abundance. That's not a problem. I call that karmic capitalism, by the way. It's very, very simple to do. And I actually wrote a book called Karmic Capitalism, going into detail about the technique. Repeat this mental image of as if and instill your ability to make this a reality, and then practice encountering your desired reality by acting in the matter as if it already occurred. Years ago, I worked with this gentleman. He was in the mailroom of a big company. He had very little education. And most people in the mailroom of a big company, they dress like a baseball fan, you know, baseball caps, sweatshirts, you know, jeans, running shoes. And he came into work with a three-piece suit because he wanted to be a junior executive. He wanted to enter a junior executive training program, right? So he wears his three-piece suit. His buddies are making fun of him. They're saying, you know, who are you? What's going on? What do you think you are? So one day he has to take the mail cart up to the 14th floor to deliver some special mailing to certain executives before a meeting. So he's in his three-piece suit. He's in the elevator, and one of the chief executives is in the elevator with him, and he says, and this guy, of course, had a very good attitude. He says, well, I don't remember seeing you around here. What are you doing? He says, well, I work in the mailroom. He says, you work in the mailroom and you're dressed in a three-piece suit? He says, yes, I have aspirations to be an executive. And the senior executive looks at him and says, what's your name? And he takes his name down. He says, I'll be in touch. Well, about 2 weeks later, they put him up for a junior executive training program. He entered it. And about a year and a half later, he's now out of the mailroom into an executive capacity, a junior executive, but on his way up the ladder because he acted as if he already was the executive. He followed the rules, and the universe rewarded him. And anyone can do that.
Awesome. No, I mean, I believe in what you're talking about, and I think a lot of times our listeners, and for that matter, anybody, has to really focus on the ability that they have to change their surroundings by being positive, by being empowered. But also, when you were talking about affirmations, it really is very simple. And the law of attraction is that, honestly, when you look at these simple teachings, people think that it can't be real, it can't really work, but it really truly can. Some of the easiest thoughts of things seem to be the things that actually can transpire people's lives monumentally.
Well, look, the only reason, there's an old expression that I hear. Whenever I hear this, you know, I want to strangle the person who created this thing, you know, and I'm not a violent person. if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Now, you hear that when it comes to all these get-rich-quick scams, and yeah, I understand that. And I said, be a realistic idealist. But if that's the way you're going to look upon all of life, you're going to have a miserable life, all right? You're going to be depressed. You're going to be all the compulsive behavior, overeating, smoking, gambling, sex, whatever it's going to be. You're going to lose that game. So to me, be a realist about things. You know, I'm a judge of energy. You know, I evaluate things. I'm, you know, a very successful therapist and a business investor and stuff like that, and that's all fine. But I look at the energy behind the thing more so than the numbers and the statistics. And to me, the energy you send out is what you get. And if you practice what you preach, I do and thousands of my patients do, and they have a great life. So it really isn't that complicated. Again, you have to go against society's brainwashing. Society is always wrong. And let me show you why I say that. I'm not an anti-society person. I live in society. I just don't take it seriously. Here's why. You say, well, society is always so cool. Most people in America, look, I'm a very patriotic American. I'm born and raised in New York. I'm a Yankees fan. I'm red, white, and blue all the way. All right? However, I also am familiar with the statistics of my field. And my field is therapy, and therefore I understand human nature, to understand it and predict it. Guess what? The average American in this country today, in America, the greatest country in the world, is miserable. We're 5% of the world's population and 50% of the market for recreational drugs, most of which finance terrorists, okay? I'm not trying to be negative. These are facts. We are overweight. We're the fattest country in the world. We have the greatest number of type 2 diabetes, of various orthopedic problems, you know, for joint problems you have when you're overweight and obese. What is it? 60% of America is obese now. And I'm not trying to make fun of people. This is a serious issue. This is really serious stuff. Why weren't we in this situation 20, 30, 40 years ago? Because Americans are depressed. We're rich. We have tons of money. We're powerful. Everybody in the world depends upon us. But at the same time, people can't deal with the stress. And one of the reasons is because society programs people negatively. It scares the kazoots out of them. And to me, only if you allow it to scare you will it scare you. So society's a way of doing things. It doesn't work. Obviously, it doesn't because people are miserable. So my point is you have to take the bull by the horns. How's that for a Texas analogy?
I totally agree with you. We have to eliminate that negativity.
Being taken charge of your life. So
you're totally right.
If you do so, now, some people will not like this. You're not going to be running for office and be real popular because people, unfortunately, tend to be jealous when
you're not going to be very popular, I agree. But Dr. Goldberg, actually, at this time, we're going to need to go to break, and I just want to appreciate you calling in tonight. And we'd love to have you on another show that you could talk to our listeners about what you have to offer. Could you give us your website one more time in case anybody missed
that? Sure. First, my toll-free number for listeners that may not have a website, internet, is 1-800-KARMA-FOR-YOU, which is 800-527-6248. It's a toll-free number. The website is Dr. D as in David, R as in Robert, BRUCEGOLDBERG.com. If they order the custom Design Your Own Destiny book and mention this show, as with a special offer, if they have to do that, they will get the book and the free CD, Super Conscious Mind Tap, to train them to access their higher self and to do all the things we were discussing tonight using the new you technique.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Goldberg. And for everybody else, please stay on. We have one more segment left. We just have to take one station break. Thank you so much.